My spirit was thirsty. My spirit was hungry. My spirit wanted to introduce me to Jesus. Are you following? But when I came here frightened because I wasn't always saved. Even though I wasn't saved, but I still began to seek. Y'all follow me? And while I was seeking, I still was battling with an issue. I was seeking, but still trying to turn. But what had happened, I couldn't make a full turn because a stronghold had a hold to me. Huh? That what had a hold to me was still nightclubbing. Are you following me? What had a hold to me was still drinking. What still had a hold to me staying all night, and I knew I was married. What had a hold to me was I'm trying to seek Lord, but shooting dice still had a hold to me. I was trying to live right for the Lord to get home to help the house. She couldn't understand me at times, and this and that, you know what I mean? But I still had a stronghold called pride. Was holding me down. But glory be to God. When I kept on staying involved with the seeking, looking and searching for some help. Amen. And I came here. See, one thing about it, you put God first, he'll direct your path. He knew that I was covered with all kinds of strongholds. Holding me down. Amen. But I kept on pressing till I got to where he led me to be. Amen. Some of you out there dealing with strongholds now. Some of you tongue talkers dealing with strongholds. Huh? Is, you know, a lot of folks, you know, they done got so they can fake it so good till it's easy to them. Amen. They done got good with this thing. But on the inside, you got a stronghold that's got a hold to you, and it ain't gonna turn you loose. But when I came to CFC, I heard about it from Brother Sharon. Amen. When they used to direct a choir back in the day, I said, something this man got that I need to find out where he's getting it from. See, that tells you that tells me that when you know you got somebody living on the inside, and you know that the mind of Christ is in that person, it'll draw your attention to that situation. It's sort of like a magnet. Don't you remember when Peter? Now, when John went to the temple, they saw the lame man that begged daily. The Bible said he would carry it daily. Now, that's some good people that carry him there daily. And he said that the beggar began to take heed to what they were saying. I took heed to you, Brother Sharon. Yes, I can tell you now. So he led me here. And what happened was Satan was getting upset. He had to somehow continue to press my flesh. It's a good thing you talked about that flesh, because you was all in the message. My flesh began to have fear, and I was trembling. And I didn't want to say amen. I was like a needle in a haystack. Trying to, you know, couldn't find nothing. Just a way of excuse to get out of here. You know what I mean? I was in trouble. I was needing Jesus. But I go back to what I was saying. I said, Lord, if you don't help me. See, I know how that's when I'm coming humble right now. You know what he said, humble yourself. I had to come down because at one time I was on that high pedestal. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing. I had a good job and thought and had a little money in my pocket. Couldn't tell me nothing. How can some church folk that's shouting out there in the street tell me anything? Because the devil will present me to them. And they be in the club just like I was. But I realized he was trying to keep me from getting healed. Amen. Sitting like a mannequin, like you do at the stove. Don't even move. Wouldn't even say amen. Bishop, all in my Kool-Aid. All in my business. And I said, somebody done told this man about what's going on in my house. But God brought back to my remembrance that I was on the loan dock at work. And I said, Lord, if you don't... This is the first time I ever said a sincere prayer in my life. I said, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm not going to make it. If you don't help me, my family and I are destroyed. We're gone. You're going to hear me tonight. I know millions of people are praying to you right now, but me, I'm first in line. Because I need help here. And I came. And God was directing my path. Some way, somehow, the car just come on out here. And when I went and sat down, and I just had the audacity to sit on the front. On the front. Are you following me? Me, seeking the Lord. Dice shooter. Beer drinker. Nightclubbing. God put me on the front line. And all of a sudden, here comes this woman I don't know nothing about. Don't know nothing about her at all. And I, something that was telling me, here she come. But what happened was the enemy that was in me was trembling because someone that was full of the Holy Ghost was getting near. Did y'all get that? Yeah. See, at the name of Jesus, demons tremble. Yeah. But a person that come towards me that knew Jesus, and the person that came towards me had Jesus on the inside of them, meaning that Jesus was on his way. Yeah. Good God Almighty. Because after I saw her coming, I began to tremble. Something on the inside would happen to happen. But I didn't know what it was because Bishop had already done talked about me. Amen. And amen. Done got all in my household. All in my lifestyle. Are you following me? All in my business. And I wouldn't raise my hand. I wouldn't say amen. And I said, that man ought to sit down and hush. Glory be to God. Amen. But he had done knocked me down. He had me up against the ropes. But heck, I'm Miss Cobra with an uppercut. Amen. And she touched me. And something happened. I never forget that. Because Christian Fellowship, listen, you were one of the one I used to talk about. You're the one I used to put in the gutter. You're the one I used to scandalize. I can say it now, I was scandalized. You were the one I said, I don't want to have, don't folk, don't take all that mess going on, that jumping and all this and that. But you better be careful who you put your mouth on. Jesus said, upon this rock, I shall build my church. Ain't that what he said? And the gates of hell shouldn't prevail against it. See, I put my mouth on the church, on you guys. And all of a sudden, here it come. Since she touched me, I started running. Tears coming out my eyes, and ain't nobody said, and you know what? I wonder where we're coming from. Just crying. And I realized I was being cleansed and don't even know it. And I took off the running. Are you following me? I took off the running. And I didn't, you know what amazing about it? Didn't care about who saw me. Didn't care about who laughed at me. But see, let me show you something, how the enemy worked. Even though I was running, God still had showed the one that talked about me out there looking at me. You don't get it, do you? You don't get what I'm saying, do you? Oh, look at old Tucker running there. He running there. I wouldn't care about that. Something had happened to me.